The Space Case Sarah Show with space nerds Kovi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts, and welcome to episode, what are we on, eight? Eight of the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Benjamin and Kavi, here on iRock Space Radio. We are doing a special simulcast where we are recording for the show, which will air later, but we are live broadcasting this recording and interacting with audience as comments come in. We already have one from John Reed. Hi, John. I reviewed your book on Amazon, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. So we are so thrilled to be trying this, and hopefully we will be doing this more often. And Kavi was just making a note too that, oh darn, now I cannot I cannot hide the fact that I try to make faces to get them to laugh. So you're going to see all of that in real time.
All the faces.
This is the oxygen episode. We're all kind of big fans. We have always some set parameters or set things that we do in each show. And the first one is we talk about the element that we are naming our episode after. And so let's talk about oxygen. Benjamin's a big fan, and Kavi's also, I think, a big fan. So fun fact science.
I have a fun fact, but I feel like it's like fun misunderstood fact.
Oh.
And it's the fact that, like, right, we associate oxygen with air. We associate oxygen with breathing. Right. Like, Benjamin was joking, I'm a big fan. Yeah, like we need it to not die. But this fun fact for me is the fact that the majority of the air that we breathe isn't actually oxygen. It's 78% nitrogen, and oxygen only makes up about 21%. And that to me is just wild. And I think that's like a kind of like a fun-ish fact, but a really fun fact if you want to dive a bit deeper into the topic. It's about the free puns. Diving. Obviously, it's all puns today.
All about the puns.
but we have to be, you know, very careful in the way that we, you know, dive as scuba divers, you know, and we have these tanks that have mixed in oxygen and nitrogen. But free divers just hold their breath for, you know, up to 10 minutes, which is insane. Wow. Because that's the record depth. Yeah. Is around 250 meters. That's over 800 feet.
In free diving? What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
An Austrian dude whose name is just escaping me right now. I'm so sorry. But the man dove down over 800 feet.
That's... I can't believe that.
On a single
And I like how
wild.
He converted this for the American audience, by the way. Thank you.
Yes,
for
it's over 250 meters or 73 eagles per freedom.
He's Australian, a co-host with eagles per freedom metric.
Eagles, how many eagles per freedom is that? Wow, that is
you can round it up to turkeys.
That is a wild fact. Thank you for sharing that. Benjamin of Science, actually Science, who is he's been a little nervous. He's excited, but a little nervous because he's like, I've never done anything kind of live streamy like this. So people are actually going to see me. So if this is your first time seeing the face of Science Actually,
hey,
behold.
I've been running Science Actually for years and years, and I've never shown my face or my beautiful punim, as my mother would say.
This might be one of those moments where, you know, have you ever had it where you've listened to a radio, like someone on the radio for a long time, and then you finally see a picture and you're like, what?
That's not right.
They're like, no. So someone out there might be having this crisis moment right now because of you.
Meet your heroes.
Benjamin, what do you got for us today?
This episode is our oxygen episode, our eighth episode, and it's going to be airing on October 1st. And so for people listening live today, you're going to get a little heads up of whose birthday is going to be happening on October 1st. So happy scientist birthday to George Carruthers. He's an American astrophysicist who invented a space camera that can measure ultraviolet light that can be used to identify interstellar atoms and molecules. They actually took it to the moon on Apollo 16, and they use it to detect what kind of gases are in our atmosphere, including what kind of pollution, which is kind of cool. And happy cosmonaut birthday to Boris Morikov, who trained for years and years and years and years and years and years to serve aboard Russia's Mir space station and never went there. And instead, he was on the final space shuttle mission that made the ISS ready for permanent habitation. And he brought some very important things, batteries, some supplies, and the station's first toilet.
Oh, ooh, very important.
Very important. Wow. We salute you. Yeah.
Thank Boris. You're the man.
Boris with the toilet.
Boris with the toilet.
Sorry about that.
Lots of other stuff. The guy was a doctor and a pilot and a cosmonaut, but also brought the toilet.
Were there astronauts up there, like, waiting for him? They're just, like, picturing a bunch of astronauts by the door. It's like, oh my God, Boris, come along.
I feel like we have questions now. Like, what did they do before the toilet?
This was in preparation for permanent habitation, so I'm sure they had their temporary things that they used. Bags were involved. There were probably bags. But, Kavi, your favorite, poop bag.
But gravity.
Always
and...
go back to poop bag.
You started it.
How do we bring every episode back to poop bag?
Welcome to the Space Case Sarah Show, where we do touch on fecal matter at some point in every episode.
Wearing gloves, though, because you shouldn't touch on fecal matter without...
I used the word touch, and I don't know why. That was a bad choice. Yes. I have to keep checking our Zencaster recording to make sure we're getting close to our 15-minute mark. A reminder for anyone tuning in, you can comment in the chats wherever you're watching this from, off of Facebook, I assume many of you are coming from. And we will try to answer questions too. If you have questions for us that are pertaining to what we're talking about, we would love to take those live on the air. And we, again, are recording live in a multitude of ways. We're live streaming out to you, but we're also recording for our show. And so you're getting a little glimpse into what that looks like.
Streaming out to you, but we're also recording.
Oh,
behind the curtain.
Who am I hearing? Stop behind it!
It was me.
Out to you, but we're also recording. Who am I hearing? Stop it!
It was me. Okay, hold on. Technical difficulties live.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're hearing multiples of Sarah.
Sorry,
right?
Yeah. Sorry,
we
sorry,
only
sorry,
need
sorry.
One of me. Trust me. So, we're going to talk about oxygen and atmospheres and planetary science, and we're going to try to keep it kind of more on theme with the element than I think we've really done in the past. We in space news don't actually quite have a lot right now. We're all still just sitting around kind of waiting for them to figure out what to do with Artemis. Rumors are everywhere that really the launch isn't going to probably go in September. That's what I'm hearing from people, and that it's likely going to be more October. I feel like the momentum is getting a little lost for that, honestly, but to look forward to, we have the DART mission, which we have a very special episode for that will air on the 24th, and the DART spacecraft will be crashing into its asteroid on the 26th. And we brought on this show, we brought on a guest, and we brought on Joan, who is known as your female engineer on all of the social medias. And she is an engineer on the DART mission, as well as a selected commercial astronaut for Blue Origin. So don't miss that. That really is going to be an amazing episode. Sorry, I'm not looking at our...
So much fun recording that episode.
So much fun. And Benjamin's saying that there are some viewers who can't comment. I'm getting people that can't. It might be your privacy settings on your share. Did you share it as a public thing? Or I don't know. We will try to figure that out when we break. We do stop for a break. And John wants us to talk about making oxygen on long duration space missions. That's actually a great question, and something that a little rover, that's a favorite rover of mine, is working on. As always, this is my point of the show where I remind people where you can find us. I am SpaceKSarah22 on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and all the platforms. You guys can do your own handles.
Go ahead, Kavi.
yes. Right. I forgot. I keep forgetting that Benjamin is drinking for three. So I have to give him the time. Yes, you can find me at Fun Fact Science on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everywhere. Everywhere that you could choose to waste your time on a mobile device, you will find me, and then you will not be wasting your time. You'll be learning.
You will be using precious oxygen.
With me, also, you'll not be wasting your time on science, actually, or actually science, depending which social media platform you are going to. Someone beat me to science, actually, on Facebook. And I'm going to find that person. And when I find them,
I will find them.
I'm going to say,
I will hunt you down.
I'll go Liam Neeson on the show too. Yes, science actually are actually science, and that's where you find my stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, we're all three of us are communicators, and we love attention. That's kind of really what it comes down to. Is you know, this is what we do. Feed us love and attention, because we don't get it enough at home. We're gonna take a quick break. You are listening to the Space Case Sarah show here on wait. I'm giving you the finger. Stop. Hold on.
And Sarah is giving her child the finger. Okay.
Wow. I hope it's the finger.
The weight finger. Not the other finger. The weight finger.
You are
listening to the Space Case Sarah show with Space Nerds Kavi and Benjamin here on iRock Space Radio.